Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Bending the Paw by Diane Kelly, narrated by Colleen Marlowe. 1. St. Valentine's Day Massacre. The Slasher. He reached over to the wooden block of serrated steak knives on the kitchen counter and yanked one out, clutching it in his fist. He slashed and slashed, and the blood splashed and splashed, over the walls, over the countertops, over the floor, over the skin and clothing and shoes. When he finished his bloody business, a little brown face looked up at him from the doorway. The French bulldog's eyes went wide as she tilted her head in question, wondering about the strange events taking place in the kitchen of her home. She issued a soft whine. He tucked the thick roll of bills into his jacket pocket, zipped the pocket closed to keep the cash secure, and reached down to give the dog a quick pat on the head.
"Don't worry, girl. Everything's going to be all right."
2. Home is where the heart stops. Fort Worth Police Officer Megan Luz.
"What do you say, Megan? Shall we form a pack?"
Seth, my hunky, blonde, broad-shouldered firefighter boyfriend, was down on one knee in the foyer outside the police chief's office, the place where we'd first met. Our canine partners, Bridget and Blast, sat beside him. Bridget was an enormous German Shepherd mix with an abundance of fur and even more attitude. Blast, on the other hand, was a sweet, submissive yellow Labrador. All three gazed anxiously at me, Bridget and Blast with big brown eyes, Seth with sexy green ones.
"Yes!" I burst into happy tears as Seth leaned forward and slipped the beautiful...